Hey, this is Lacey with SmartCast, and today is our very first live episode, and we have Milar, clinical trainer from BTL, with us today. We are doing our second training with you and like our third training in general between the didactic training and in-person training. Yeah. So we're so happy to have you here with us today to do a more in-depth training with our new device, the Exeon, which our patients are already scheduled out for, so they're very excited about it.
Super excited about that.
Yes. So I really kind of want to talk to you a little bit more in depth about the Exeon. We had Aaron on with us recently talking about BTL and M-Face and the launch of that, and we kind of were able to give like a few little teasers about the Exeon, but it wasn't actually launched yet, so we couldn't go in depth. So who better to have information about the Exeon than the clinical trainer herself? So
thank you. That's so sweet, Lacey. Yes. So yeah, the Exeon, we're really, really excited about it. That particular device is the reason why I haven't been home in like 3 weeks. So that's fun. Yeah. But it is a very unique platform because it really gives you, it's a very versatile aesthetic device.
Yes.
Reason why is because there's four different applicators that are applied with that device. So to go down the list, we have fractional microneedling.
Yes.
The game changer with this device is we say less pain and more gain, meaning we're able to achieve an 8 millimeter thermal gradient without having to penetrate past mechanical pain receptors. So I always say minimal discomfort. It's still microneedling, but it's very comfortable. And then we have the face applicator, which allows us to have a 224% hyaluronic boost. That's really the game changer. Yeah. Really, really exciting. And then we also have our body applicator to get those very localized areas of fat where a lot of people, it's very resistant to diet and exercise, like the bra fat, knee fat area. This device is able to target those fat cells
so
in those areas.
Do you see that potentially working in combination with or in place of Kybella?
Possibly, yes. I always think, what is the end game and how does the client want to get there? I always say there's room for all of us here, but I do think it's a very user-friendly device. It's very comfortable. It's going to feel nice and warm. But yes, I do think it is going to be definitely an alternative to some people who might not want to go that same route. Same with like the face applicator.
Yeah.
You're able to get a very beautiful boost of hyaluronic acid on your lips if you don't want to go down the filler route. More of a natural look, as that's where the trend is going nowadays,
yes,
thanks to TikTok.
And is it going to boost the hyaluronic acid even like around the eyes? Because I feel like my eyes get really dried out. And so I'm super excited about testing that out around my eye area as well.
Absolutely. I feel like the periorbital area is the most popular area to do with the face applicator, especially in conjunction with your M-Face.
Yes.
Because we're able to really help, you know, address not just the symptoms, but the actual source of what's going on, right? As we see more droopiness, sagginess, loss of bone, muscle, all that stuff with the M-Face, and then kind of tighten and give that really rejuvenation in that eye area. Absolutely. As you know, that's one of the indicators, especially for women. That's the one thing we see in our forehead where we're like, oh my God, I look like my mom, which I love you, mom, but yeah. So yeah, so it's really, really exciting. And then lastly, we have our shortest intimacy treatment. This is for basically a vaginal rejuvenation treatment. Really quick, 8 minutes. It's going to help a lot with just lubrication and sensitivity during intercourse in conjunction with the M-Cella. It's just a no-brainer.
Yeah,
it really
we've packaged it with our M-Cella. So we'll be doing the internal, external applications with it, as well as we're going to include four M-Cellas with it for complimentary as well.
I love it here. I don't know if you've noticed, but I love it here. Yes, I love it.
We just try to do everything the way that we would want to have it done.
Right.
And we go ahead and include in what they need versus having to like nickel and dime them for every little thing.
I love that. And I really do think the only maybe hurdle with this particular device, Exeon, is there's so many ways to treat one thing. And sometimes that can be a lot to juggle with. So you, again, it's really about what's the patient's goal, where they are, and how do they want to get there, really. But it's easy for the staff to use as well as the client. Just feels nice and comfortable. It's a really, really cool device, very versatile. And I could talk about this for days and days and days.
I love how user-friendly it is. The staff are all super excited to use it. There's nothing worse than having a device that's not user-friendly, because then they dread doing it. They don't get excited about it.
You are so right in that. Absolutely.
So they just are all very excited about the ease of use of this and the patient outcomes that we just know that we're going to get with the Exeon because of all of the patient outcomes that we've gotten with our other BTL devices, with the M-Face, the M-Sculpt Neo, the M-Cella.
I heard about the M-Face. That's so exciting.
I mean, we are already out of applicators for our M-Face. I had to like overnight some more.
Right. I love that. I love that. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the AI technology with the microneedling with radio frequency on this platform.
Yeah. So with this platform, the reason why the AI technology is really, really cool is because, like you mentioned before, it makes your staff kind of work a little less.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, and we'll go over this with the hands-on portion today, but that AI technology is reading in real time the RF deliverance, mm-hmm. duration, and speed, which means it's very safe. I always say it's kind of like dump-proof.
Yeah.
You place the tip over the patient's tissue. If you're not in good contact, it will not fire.
Right.
But you can't outsmart an AI technology. It's just, that's just where the world's going. So I like how, like you kind of mentioned, it's easy to delegate, which mm-hmm. minimizes clinician error,
right.
which just means the patient's only going to get better results.
Because
right?
that's one of the problems with some of the other microneedling devices on the market with radio frequency in it is that whenever they're pulling the needles out of the skin, if they are still firing and they're pulling out, they're ending up with like little red marks on their face. So this one won't do that.
It absolutely won't. And obviously in that scenario, you definitely don't want to do that with someone who's higher on the Fitzpatrick scale, so right. skin like things like that. Yeah. So again, it's still microneedling. You do want a professional to be able to do it who's trained by one of the BTL clinical trainers, but it is a very safe device.
Yes.
I'm very much capable, but I always say, hey, if I could do this treatment, anybody could do this treatment.
Yeah.
And it's just super easy and one stamp also.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing about the AI technology is the reason why it's only a one pass treatment is because if I were to puncture the same area twice, the AI technology reads that RF deliverance and mm-hmm. impedance feedback, and it adjusts the RF and each energy.
Right.
So you don't need to do a second one. It's actually not necessary.
Right.
So full face neck, maybe 20 minutes, full face neck and chest, maybe 30
efficient.
Minutes. It's one stamp and you just keep going. And you're so right.
Yeah.
In my feedback with some people in the industry, if your staff are not excited about it mm-hmm. and it's user-friendly, they're less likely to be excited about it
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, mention it to the client in the consultation room, right? Because they're overextending their back or it's a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or their joints. So I like that it's user-friendly. It's just a stamp. I also really like that I always call these devices the Apple products of the aesthetic industry. There's not a million buttons.
Yes.
It's just check. You click the body part and you're good to go,
I agree.
Right?
That's very simple, streamlined. I love, too, that they're very comfortable for the patient, too,
yes.
because if it's not comfortable for the patient, they're not going to be excited about it. They're not going to finish their treatment protocols and they're not going to get that end result that we have promised them. So they're more likely to do their part by finishing out those series so
right.
that they can get those great outcomes. And we've already gotten amazing outcomes with our M-Phase. We've
so
been posting
glad.
Pictures on our social media. I saw one of the girls today when I was getting my hair done and she was like, listening to me telling the girl who was doing my shampoo about the Exeon training that we were having this afternoon. She was like, what was that?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Tell me more. I can't wait to come back.
That's so exciting. That's music to my ears. Yeah. It's always exciting because it's awesome technology.
Yeah.
It's, you know, FDA cleared all that fun jazz, but people
mm-hmm.
were really, really excited about it. And it's nice when, you know, we train amazing professionals that you have.
Yeah.
And then I see on Instagram and stuff that you guys are having fun and people are getting great results and things. And that's another thing, that it's user friendly. So your staff could focus on what's at hand, like what is the game plan here,
mm-hmm.
rather than stressing about whatever's going on in the treatment, because it's very user friendly.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome news.
I know.
Yeah.
We're so excited. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about M-Phase. So,
okay.
you know, obviously when patients are having the treatment done, they're like, oh, it feels like my TENS unit on my face. Tell me the difference between this and a TENS unit. Tell me what makes it different, because we all know that it's so different, even though it feels similar. The technology is completely different.
Absolutely, yes. Now, we've gotten that feedback before because it
yeah.
does feel similar to
mm-hmm.
that. With the high FEZ energy, the high intensity facial look or stimulation, it's designed to really target those elevator muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very localized. And so we want to be very precise in where we're delivering that energy to get these amazing results.
Right.
That is why placement is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So although it feels similar, it's not. TENS unit is not going to give you the results that this device is going to do,
right.
Especially with the penetration as well. So really, it's just the depth that we're going, as well as the particular muscles that we're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hands-free, right? So
right.
a lot of the times, if a lot of devices out there, if it's operator-dependent, sometimes that impacts their results,
mm-hmm.
right? Even your best provider, right?
Sure.
That's just, we're human, right?
Yeah.
So if we're able to do really great on just placement and then let it be hands-free and just focus on movement, then people are getting these amazing results,
right.
Which is really, really exciting. Because as you know, people just think it's just skin, but that's just like the curtain of what's going on there's, you know, muscle, loss of bone, all that stuff from just growing as we're getting older and aging. So if we're able to kind of shorten those muscles and kind of reel it back, I like to say, then we're getting these amazing results and all non-invasive, which, you know, everyone's a fan of that. So,
yeah. So I personally got some pretty incredible results even after.
How many did you do?
I've done three of my four so far.
Okay.
But even immediately after my third, so technically after my second, I personally have seen amazing results. What's a typical time frame that a patient should see results, and when should they see the height of the results, and how long are these results typically going to last?
Great question. So from our clinical studies, optimal results after about 90 days, 2 to 3 months is what it states in the clinical.
And that's after the last treatment?
Correct. After the last treatment. Reason why is because it does take some time for that collagen production to kind of kick in, as well as the muscle atrophy. And then from our clinical studies, it lasts up to six to nine to 10 months. Now we are working on more, you know, research and things to see how farther we can take it. So maintenance is something that we have to discuss as well. But optimal results are after about 90 days. Yeah. Now I have feedback that some people after one treatment, they're very, very excited. Always when I do a treatment, right after, they feel a little bit tighter and a little lifted. And I always say, great, that's kind of like the pump that happens after the treatment.
But it's like for them to actually post-workout swell.
Exactly. We're working out the face, basically. Exactly. Yes. And so they're so, so excited. So as you know, a lot of, you know, reality stars and influencers that we have do it right before they go on the red carpet or things like that, just to kind of be rejuvenated. And I've personally felt like a glow the next day as well. But optimal results, it does take some time. I feel like with clients, you know, patience is something that we have to practice. But it's about the consistent amount of times that you're doing it, where you do the four treatments once a week, you know, 20 minutes. It's easy.
And then one per decade after that. So if they're 50, they would need five. If they're 60, they would need six, and so on.
Absolutely.
So I'm so excited to see the combination treatments with the Enphase and the Exeon, and the Enphase and the radio frequency microneedling from the Exeon device too. So tell me a little bit about kind of what you've been seeing with that.
So what I've been seeing, first I have to say this is a very, very new device. But what I'm seeing people play around with is depending on the patient's age and honestly their lifestyle as well. They're deciding on what game plan. Now someone who just constantly be a little bit more rejuvenated, probably Enphase and the face applicator. Someone who wants to be a little bit more aggressive or has a little bit more of seasoned skin, I like to say, probably Enphase and microneedling, right? And people are playing around with it. So BTL is very, very excited to see in the next couple months what the ideal, you know, packaging that you can do. That's what I really love about all of the devices, that they're really designed. You know, when we were coming up with Mcella, we were thinking about Msculpnia and vice versa, because you can bundle it, the cortiflor treatment, right? Enphase and Exeon, like all those things. So that's what I love, that it's really user-friendly, and you can bundle it together and make it, it makes sense too. It just all depends on what exactly the client is
trying to achieve.
What they're trying to address. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just love that all of the BTL devices really work hand in hand. Like, no matter what you're working on, like, BTL's got you covered in one way or another. Our Msculpt Neo just runs nonstop all day long. Like, it's so busy. We're doing flank applicators. Like, I just had to purchase new small and large applicators at the same time. So, yeah, I was like, Erin, hey, girly.
Hey, girl, hey.
That's I was so like, do I get a discount if I do both at the same time? And she was like, sorry.
Like you, but
she's like, I wish I could. Unfortunately, no. Yeah. What's that Amex number?
Okay. That's so funny. That's awesome, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, that just means that we're doing excellent with it. Our patients are so excited about it. They're doing like, they're like, can we just like have a vat to like dip my whole body in the Msculpt Neo? But doing tons of the edge applicators for flanks. We're doing tons of tummies, booties, biceps, triceps. I mean, we are doing like biceps and triceps like crazy. Inner thighs, outer thighs. The sky's the limit. Like we can just treat it all.
Yeah, and now that you have Exeon, now you get those very small localized areas that Msculpt Neo essentially is not FDA cleared to do. So you guys are all set. One-stop shop, smart skin.
It's funny too, like with the inner thighs, they'll be like, okay, well, this is my area. I'm like, we're working the muscle, and this is like spreading out, and it's treating more than just the specific area that this applicator is covering. So I promise you, we've got you covered.
I love that. That's exactly what I would have said. Yeah, absolutely. You guys are killers here. I love the hair.
And then it's so cute too. I love with like the Mcella. I was speaking at a local aesthetic school here in mm-hmm. Birmingham this week, and I was talking to them about the MCELA specifically, and I was like, considering that this is the one device that you can't really prove whether or not you made a difference or not, because clearly you can't do like before and after pictures for this, mm-hmm. it is the device that we hands down get the most feedback on about patient satisfaction. I mean, people love the MCELA. Right. I mean, it is life-changing. It has made such a difference in so many people's lives. Being able to sleep all night long, being able to sneeze without tinkling yourself, being able to go, you know, wherever, you know, jump rope or whatever right. without having any problems.
And inconvenience, absolutely.
Yes. And then just feeling more confident again. I think that that's just the one that has been so impactful for our patients.
The emotional response mm-hmm. to it. It's life-changing.
Yeah. I mean, I get text messages all the time. They're like, that TT machine, it really works. And I'm like, because I know.
That TT machine.
I'm like, I mean, we could call it the TT machine if you want to.
As long as it's working, we're good.
Yes.
That's so funny. No, honestly, the MCELA, hands down, I'm a big fan of the Axion because it's our newest baby.
Yeah.
But MCELA is hands down my favorite device. Even prior to coming to the industry, I was pretty ignorant to the fact that a lot of women, people,
absolutely.
Deal with this issue and they just suffer in silence.
Yeah.
So for somebody to be very minimal, it's a very vulnerable situation for mm-hmm. a lot of clients. They come in all dressed up, you know, don't have to disrobe or anything like that,
right.
28 minutes and they're good to go.
Yeah.
Twice a week for 3 weeks, that's like nothing, right? So once I got the emotional response from some of my clients,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, this device is, it's a game changer. So I was like, well, what else does BTL have?
Right.
Because, you know, our claim to fame is electromagnetic energy. We're just obsessed with it.
Yes.
We
want
to, yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. But it's been a really good conversation starter, too, because there are so many people, like you said, that didn't know that they had that problem or didn't really want to talk about that problem. But for us, we personally just let our clients sit on it if we're running a few minutes late or if we're numbing someone or
Great.
We've had people that are they're processing their color and they just sit on the machine and then they see such a big difference with it. Even after one treatment, they can tell a little bit of a difference with it. And so now it's really opened up that conversation to have a more meaningful and deeper relationship with them in discussing other treatments for that as well. So
right.
it's been really great, especially
awesome.
Now that we're offering the P shot and the O shot and all of that stuff too.
I know.
These are conversations that would have been a lot harder for us to have with our patients had we not already been establishing that relationship with them because of the MCELA.
Absolutely, yeah. And I do think the MCELA allows you to, I always say it's kind of like a gateway drug mm-hmm. into the other devices.
Yes.
But then also, once I'm able to address, let's say, Emily and her incontinence, our rapport is already there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, this device worked.
Right.
What else you got? Like,
yes.
She's coming to me for literally everything.
Yeah.
Her skin, her everything.
Yeah.
And it's because she opened up and shared, you know, she's had this issue for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women and people just chuck it up to like, well, this is just the sign of the time. So I'm like, no, there's something out there for you.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Don't live like that.
Right.
You don't have to.
Especially if it's affecting your self-esteem, your relationship with your partner or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my favorite device. Also
yes.
very user-friendly. They just sit on the chair. They're good to go.
Yes.
Yeah, hands down, MCELA for the win for sure.
Well, and you know, we've been partners with BTL for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier that when I very first started working with my mom, we had dermoid aquapheresis, which is no needle mesotherapy. So we've had that. We had the ultrasound from you guys. We've had the Vanquish. We've had the Exilis. We've obviously got the M-Sculpt Classic, the M-Sculpt Neo, the MCELA, the M-Face, and now the Exion. So BTL has been a brand that's been strong in our business for a really long time, and we've had such an incredible partnership with you guys. We can always count on our devices to work and do what they say that they're going to do, and you guys stand behind your products, which I love. You don't just sell us something and then be like, okay, bye. So
that's
really important too, because we need to be excited about a device whenever we are sharing that with our patients too.
Right.
And so we can always confidently recommend our BTL devices to
right.
our patients and know that we're going to get that outcome that we're promising them.
Yeah, I'm honored to be a part of BTL. I think they do it right.
Yes.
And I came from a BTL provider,
mm-hmm.
so I was in your chair at one point,
right.
and I had the same response as well. The support was, out of this world, yes, from marketing, from clinical, from everything. So I was like, what is this company?
Right. It's unheard of.
So I'm glad you've been here for a long, long time. I love it. Yeah.
I've been with you guys for a long time and plan to be for a really long time, too. Especially as we grow and have additional locations and we are, you know, in other states that I'm not necessarily going to be able to be at each location all the time. I need to make sure that I have equipment that I can count on.
And support. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. That's important for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so I think we're going to be getting started on our clinical training here soon.
We are. We're about to have some fun. I wish we could bring you guys with us.
I know.
But
yes.
We're going to have some fun.
We've got the candy stocked. The girls will be ready.
She knew I was coming. She brought the candy.
Yeah. I was like, hey, girl, those drawers over there, they're packed full of goodies. We do it right over here for our clinical trainings.
This is one of the most fun offices I come to the time. Me and Courtney always fight over this particular location.
We love Courtney, too. She's fantastic.
She's the greatest, isn't she?
That's another fun thing about our relationship with BTL is that, like, y'all don't have turnover. You have the same clinical training team. You have the same sales reps. You've got the same people that are, you know, in senior management. And so we get to know you guys and we build relationships with you. And we have, like, friendships and relationships. And so that's very special as well.
Yeah, BTL is where to be for sure. And SmartScan. But they're where to be for sure. Yeah.
Well, Mila, thank you so much for being on our first live podcast with video.
Oh, thank
you so
much.
This has been fun. It was a little less nerve-wracking than I thought it would be.
Yeah, you did awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, if this doesn't work out, you have hosting for sure. Down and lock.
Well, thank you so much.
Of course.
Let's get started on our training.
All right, let's do it.